Breathy Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 10th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Tao Russoli, director of Monogamish. So welcome, Tao.
Thank you.
So how is it going? How is Rome Film Festival treating you so far?
It's amazing. I just arrived last night, but it's very impressive how much press, how many people here. We have a 700-seat theater that we were very concerned about how we would fill a theater of 700 seats, and it's already sold out. So we're very happy to show it to such a large audience in Rome.
But the topic you're treating, it is very interesting, as all the other work you're working on and producing. So, because I just spoke with your producer, Giancarlo Canavese, he told me that you're trying to, let's say, analyze and go through every taboo there is in the world. So as monogamy, is this something that we came up with in the 60s, as Giancarlo says? So tell me more.
Yes, I mean, I think we have to ask basic questions about how we live all the time, I think, in order to live more wisely. And I think in the 60s, there was a tendency, because the 50s were so repressive, that we decided that we wanted to throw away everything that civilization had given us. So you had people saying we should live in free love communes, and we should, you know, abandon the family and all of this. And then there was a reaction, the pendulum swung the other way, and we had the 1980s and Reaganism and all of this. And now I think there's a more nuanced questioning, where we say maybe we can maintain some of the positive aspects of having a long-term relationship, of having love, of having children, of having some stability in our lives. But also, maybe we don't have to live things exactly the way we're told that they have to be. So that's why the word monogamish means more or less monogamous. So the idea that, which is, the word is invented by Dan Savage, who was one of the stars of the film. He's a very famous sex advice columnist in the United States. And he says we should be monogamish. We should have a long-term committed relationship with one person, but we should be forgiving if something happens with somebody else and acknowledge that there are other desires sometimes and not be so hung up about sex.
You know, because we sometimes forget that one is sex and another thing is love, a commitment, a relationship. Yeah. You can have you can mate for life, as Giancarlo said, but you know, having a sexual encounter or a sexual attraction for another person can be totally another thing.
It can be, but and then there are people who are also exploring this idea of polyamory, which means many loves. And their theory, which I like also, is that love is not a zero-sum game. So just like when you have two children, doesn't mean you love each child half as much. And we also have other passions and commitments in our lives. For example, you know, you can love somebody and then you can also have a work that you're very, you know, committed to and involved with. And you can have friends and you can have family. We have room, capacity for a lot of love in our lives. So maybe the problem is not that there's not enough time or enough love. The problem is that we find all of our validation in when another person tells you, I love you. You think that, oh my God, I fulfill all their needs. And if I don't, then there's something wrong with me. So maybe if we let go of that idea and we say love is actually about like wanting the other person to be happy and wanting the other person to have good experiences and all of this, and not always feeling the fear of loss and the fear of feeling less, we can allow even, and this is not for everybody, even our partners to love other people. But that's the most extreme, that's the most radical notion that we explore in the movie.
But do you think that I don't know if you formed an idea about that, but do you think that it's, you don't do something like polyamory just because you think that society wouldn't accept it?
Yes,
and not because you're not able to do it.
Yes.
And there's another side that is more connected to yourself, and now you wouldn't be able to do it even though you share the vision.
The society has a lot at stake in preserving things the way they are. That's why the religion gets involved. That's why government gets involved. Because there are benefits to, I mean, I live in the United States, so I've studied this a lot from an American perspective. But the government wants to privatize dependency, right? So if a woman is on her own and doesn't have money to raise her children, the government wants to encourage her to get married so that the husband can take care of the children, right? So this is a way that one of the lawyers says is that the government becomes a pimp to poor women in America. They say, you know, if you have a problem, why don't you give sexual exclusivity to a man who will support you? And that way we don't need to take care of these people who are in need, right? Religion also enters into it because it's such a basic thing, our sexual desire, that if you can start control there, then you can control everything above it, right? So it's a foundational desire to control people and the way they live. But we've also seen that these things are always changing. And you don't have to go back 1,000 years. You can go back 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 80 years, 100 years. Every period of time has a different attitude about these things. So to think that the way we're living now is the way that it's supposed to be is crazy. I mean, you just have to look. Also, you don't even have to look in time different. You just look at different cultures. There's a culture that we studied called the Mosuo people in China, where women can be as promiscuous as they want because they don't depend on the man to raise the children. They raise the children with their sisters and their mothers and their brothers. So as soon as you take away the financial need of the father to provide for the child, then you find that women like sexual novelty and diversity even more than men do. It seems now that women, they've done studies, women get tired of monogamy more quickly than men do.
So they cheat more.
Yes. So, and then the problem is that we have 10,000 years of women being told that they're sluts and they're whores and all these horrible things if they express their sexual desires. And the reason for that is because men, as soon as they have private property, they decided like, oh, they need to pass their property onto their own son. So if you look at tribes that don't have private property, then women are as promiscuous as men. And all these things that we call natural are actually strongly supported by institutions that have power and have the need to control people in this way.
If you did and analyzed all that with monogamy, I can't wait to see and to watch another of your films where you explore another taboo, another mystery.
Yes, I don't know what I'm going to do next yet. I'm discussing it with Giancarlo, but hopefully we'll find something as interesting. It will be difficult because this is a topic that interests everybody. Everybody, you know, even if you're not in a relationship yourself, your parents, you come from the consequences of how these choices were made. And who you are is made of it. So,
thank you, Tao.
Thank you.
Good luck for the film.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 10th edition of Rome International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.